morning, you. Welcome back. Morning show with Dablo here in the hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. We are at 18 degrees right now, partly cloudy, and time to do this, which we do it every Thursday. Talk with our favorite historian, Janet Gageland.
Hey, good morning.
You didn't chuckle after I said, normally you chuckle when I say favorite historian. You didn't
laugh. Well, I was looking for some papers.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Somewhat distracted.
Okay, you were distracted. Today is our mystery day. It was a big question mark as to what we were going to do.
Yes.
So I'll let you take the lead on this one.
this is kind of a who am I sort of thing.
Okay.
And there'll probably be people at home who will get it, you know, quickly. I would have had or would have needed a lot of clues.
All right.
So we'll start. Anyway, so you're back in, like I said, 1926.
Okay.
And over in London, there was an author and an illustrator who put their heads together and came up with a fictional character who lived in Hundred Acres Woods. And the character was built upon a bear.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. He's 100. Winnie the Pooh is 100.
Winnie the Pooh is 100 years old.
Yes, 100. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people, when you get going a little bit on what you can tell or what you know about Winnie, is like, yeah, you get it pretty much right away. And if I would have said, oh, yeah, you like a pot of honey,
yeah,
boom.
You get to the honey jar, people would have figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, only on a couple of clues would be it. But I never would have thought that Winnie the Pooh was 100, you know.
Incredible.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, not knowing very much about Winnie the Pooh, because I didn't grow up with Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Because Winnie the Pooh and the characters did not come to the United States and Canada till probably 1931. Even though this came out in 26, and they wrote a lot of books and illustrated a lot of things and developed all these characters, you know, like Rabbit and Roo and Kanga and Tigger and Eeyore. And
Milne was the author.
He was, yes.
He's got a local connection.
Oh, really?
The Milne family.
Oh, really?
We're related, I mean, down the road. Yeah.
Down the road. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah.
So Wahpeton connection with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like I said, then it didn't get here till quite a long time, you know. And then 1945 was the first time I could find that there was anything in the library here, local library. They had a reading of Winnie the Pooh book, 1945. I'm like, okay, so that's kind of when it first came into our area, you mm-hmm. know. It takes a while. So then we had in 1961.
Okay, moving on.
Well, and there's a lot in between, of course, like tons of great stories, you know, of you know, the bear without a brain. I mean, he was, but yet he was friendly, and he was, you know, had some common sense. And once in a while, he'd come up with a really good idea.
Well, just couldn't figure out that honey jar.
Yeah,
you know, kept getting that stuck in his nose.
Yeah, he was always into the honey, and he had a saying that that around 11 o'clock it was time for a little something. So every day at 11
o'clock, right. That's
he had
right.
a little something. His clock was stuck at 5 minutes to 11. So he would never be late for his 11 o'clock a little something. But anyway, so if we look at our area here in 1961, like I said, Walt Disney bought a lot of the rights. And so when you get Disney buying the rights to something, and there were a number of rights that he purchased or that they purchased, and so things move. You know, but in 1931, when the idea came over here in the United States and Canada to do some of it, they said, well, we'll give you $1,000, you know, to Milne, and then we'll give you 66%.
To buy the rights to Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, to buy that, some of the rights, yes. And so the first year, they made $50 million. Can you imagine?
Pretty good investment.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And for what, like you say, $1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, 66%, wow. You know, so they were doing very well. And then in, like I said, 61, then Disney came along, and they created some, here's a copy of one. This was, they have a Walt Disney movie, but in addition to Walt Disney movie, they're pushing the Winnie the Pooh character, and so they have a show,
kind of a sidebar.
Yep.
To the Disney feature.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, well, we're going to come up with more Disney stuff. And they did. I mean, they had games and they had cartoons and, you know, so they did some animation to make Pooh Bear, you know, the like the featured person right here.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
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 I love it.
So 1969, we have Winnie the Pooh.
At the Gillis Theater, by the way.
Yes.
Evenings only, 7 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But again, there's a feature. The Blustery Day, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse in the gray flannel suit.
Yeah.
Yes. Good stuff.
So they added that to whatever movie they were having, you know, just to kind of keep that up on the live. And then in 1970, the TV stations locally picked up a Winnie the Pooh.
And that's when it came into everybody's home.
Yep. So Winnie the Pooh was on at 6:30.
On Channel 6.
Mm-hmm, on Tuesdays. So they had their own animation. And so, they had some really good marketing to get Winnie the Pooh out there for everyone.
Right.
You know, in addition to all of the things that they did for the book. So a couple of things that surprised me was that now that Winnie the Pooh has been out here in the public, let's say, for 100 years, it is now public domain. So that means that, you know, some of the things that were, you know, copyrighted before are no longer.
Okay.
So that the image, perhaps.
I didn't know that kind of thing had a shelf life. Apparently it does. Okay.
It does, but it's less than 100 years, actually. It's all more like 95, 96, something like that, where, it becomes a public domain. So, like, yeah, anyone could build on Pooh. Another thing that surprised me is that after the author and the illustrator passed away, and Disney and the other people were working on it, they had writers who wrote many of Winnie the Pooh books who were not originally the author and the illustrator.
Yeah.
But they used a lot of their talents to kind of keep that same spirit alive, you know, that all of us, you know, kind of thought was really cool. And on this Sunday, January 18th, is the national 100th birthday of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, 100 years old.
Yes, 100 years old. And there's also, I don't know how much time we have, but
we got a little.
Well, okay. So do you remember when Queen Elizabeth was her 95th birthday?
Yes. And the Jubilee, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had her 75th as the royal leader. So one of the main characters was a 45-second animation with the Queen and Winnie the Pooh, because the Queen was born in 1926. So she grew up with Winnie the Pooh in England.
Before Paddington
showed
up with her, it was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I love that.
So there was that 45-second thing where you know, Christopher Robin and Pooh and Rabbit and I think Eeyore.
Eeyore, my favorite.
They went to Windsor Castle from 100 Acres Woods and met with the Queen as she walks down the side.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really cool.
That is very cool.
Yes. So, yeah, that's our special Who Am I of the Day.
Who Am I of the Day? I love that.
Yeah. So next week, I know we're almost out of time, but next week we're going to talk about some of the sayings, the favorite quotes by Winnie and Winnie's friends that maybe they ring true today, you know, because, it was 100 years ago, but what he said and what he, you know, the advice that he gave to Rabbit or whomever still ring true today. And so we're going to talk about some of those.
I love that. And in today's news, we could definitely use stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and we'll get ourselves a little something next Thursday. A little something from Janet Gageland.
A little something.
I love that. Janet, always great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by. We'll talk next Thursday. That is our favorite historian, Janet Gageland. We talk with her every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. As the new year rolls in, are you looking to do some sorting and get organized?